Hey everyone, how's it going? This is McCade Gordon and this is the What Grinds My Gears podcast. This is episode number 15. How's everyone doing? How's everyone's week going? So listening to episode number 14 is pretty good. I thought it was a good one. How about all the other ones? If you listen to all the other episodes, if you haven't, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes and it'll bring up the whole feed and you can see all the episodes or just listen however you're listening. Just try to get these views up, share them with views, listens up. Try to share them with your friends and family if you think they're funny or if you think that it can save someone. It can save them from grinding your gears. Alright, anyways, let's jump right into it. So, this one has been on my mind a lot just because I've been seeing it pop up a little more and more and it's just been bugging me, okay? When a man wears a ring on any finger besides his ring finger, I can't stand it. If I see a man and he has an index finger ring or a birdie finger ring, just stop the whole operation. Stop with these rings. Hey guys, you don't need accessories on your fingers. If you wear an index finger ring, there's a 95% chance that you're annoying. No one wants to be around someone who has an index finger ring because A, they're obviously an artist, or B, they're an over-emotional person who thinks too much about what they wear. Okay? So, let's just get over it. No more rings on, if you're a man, no more rings on any finger except for your ring finger. And here are some exceptions, okay? Number one, if it's a cool pinky ring, just kidding. Pinky rings, they're out too. Only rings on your ring finger, alright? One exception. Championship ring, actually two exceptions. Championship ring, Hall of Fame ring. Those are your exceptions. If it isn't a championship ring, get it off your hand, unless it's your wedding ring or whatever. Guys, keep your rings off any finger that's not your ring finger. It's named the ring finger for a reason. Okay? I don't want your over-emotional artist tendencies clogging up my fun time with your stupid index finger ring. So stop it. Alright? Done. Okay, let's jump into the second grind my gears this week. And this one's been bugging me for a while, too. How about when someone sends you a text, then immediately after, send you more to that text, then send you more to that text, then more to that text, and by the time you get through six texts, you finally have gotten down to what the person was trying to say. Alright? Let's stop that. Let's just get it all together. Get your thoughts together. Send it all in one text. And if you accidentally forgot something, two texts, alright? Don't ever go more than two texts for one conversation thing. So I have to sit here and hear my ringtone. I got a little quacking ringtone, which just kind of grinds my gears too. People with the ringtones, anyways. My phone's going buzz, buzz, buzz. And I'm like, alright, got a text. Nope, buzz, buzz, buzz. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Buzz, buzz, buzz. Because you can't get your thoughts together and you make me keep opening my phone to see more to this conversation, alright? If it's important, get your thoughts together and put it all into one text message, alright? This isn't 10 years ago where you had to send multiple pages of text messages because they kept filling up the screen and sent it in different pages. No! This is 2018 where you can send 15 pages of text messages in one text, and it'll just send as one text. So let's just keep it that way. Keep it to one text, alright? Maybe two, if you have to. Alright, now let's get into number three, and the biggest grinds my gears that has been bugging me more than anything recently. And it is Snapchat freaking messages. If you send me a mass Snapchat, just go ahead and delete me off your Snapchat, because whatever you're trying to tell me to go do, I'm not going to do it, alright? And I'm not going to tell anyone about it. So when you send me a Snapchat that I need to go follow something, and then you have it on your story, and you also send it to 50 other people, get out of here, all right? Snapchats, you can send them to 3 people. End it at that. No more than 3 people need to see your Snapchat, or you can put it on your story. Or if you have a group, I don't know, but don't send me a mass Snapchat. If the Snapchat gets sent to me, I expect it to be personalized to me, and I don't want it on your story. If you're gonna have it on your story, don't bother sending it to me, alright? Okay, there you go. Now let's recap these grinds my gears so that you understand what they are and you remember what they are. Quick little edit for you. Number one, if you're a guy, no rings on any finger besides your ring finger. Number two, if you're gonna send a text, make sure you've got your thoughts composed and you send it in one text. And if you forgot something, maybe 2 texts at the max. All right. And number three, don't send out mass Snapchats. All right. Just put on your story. If people like you, they'll watch your story or whatever they call it these days. If they don't like you, they're not going to respond to your mass Snapchat anyways, because I know I'm not responding to that. All right. Okay. So there you go. That was episode number 15. I hope you liked it. If you have anything that's grinding your gears that you want me to put on here so other people can hear it, I won't blast you out unless you want me to give you a shout out. But if you just want me to talk about it on here, you can send it to wgmgpod@gmail.com, or you can DM me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram, whatever. If you want me to talk about your grinds my gears, just send it this way, okay? And alright, tell your friends, tell your family, spread the word about the What Grinds My Gears podcast. And that is it for this week, and I'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.